Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to Consider This with Big Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner with more than 28 years of experience in the financial services industry. He serves as the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, LLC, and also taught financial planning at Purdue University for 7 years. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm based in Indiana with more than $390 million in assets, serving clients in 31 states. Indiana offices are located in Anderson, Fishers, Lafayette, Rensselaer, as well as Sonoma County, California, and Bozeman, Montana. This show is for educational purposes, and you are strongly encouraged to consult your advisor regarding your individual issues and opportunities. Joe can be reached at 1-800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. Enjoy the show, and remember to consider this.
Good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Ken Dilger.
We have got a lot for you today on the show. If you are new to Consider This, we're in several new markets here recently. I'm a certified financial planner. We're a registered investment advisory firm. We manage money. But I also was a professor at Purdue University where I taught financial planning. We've been doing a radio show for a little over 20 years. Ken is a friend of mine, so we kind of do this show together where we're coming up with ideas and concepts of things that we need to consider. You will not hear us talk a lot about the market in terms of the stock market and where it is and what's driving it. We do that in a weekly newsletter that goes out called The Market Carver. You can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com and get signed up for that. It's free. It's usually 3 to 5 minutes long. And what happens is I will tell you, or my CFA, Adam Harder, I will tell you the 2 to 3 things that we think happened that were most important in the economy the week before. So it may be about Chinese stocks. It could be about tariff discussions, but things that we think are could really be impactful inside of the market. Today, we've got some great questions from Investopedia. Ken, I think a lot of it's going to be around tax diversification in terms of if I have money. And if I have choices, I've got assets, and I want to do something like home improvement or pay off a car or what type of an IRA should I buy, you know, where those funds should come from and how to be able to get them out. Now, one of the challenges we're going to deal with today is a question that came from a family at 37 years of marriage that's suddenly going through what they call the gray divorce. And it apparently it happens more often than what I knew. But I was asked to come through some of the questions, especially on the retirement side, of things that they need to be considering. So we're going to walk you through that. Few other questions that came in, again, from the Investopedia side. But if you've got something you want to know, that's what the show is all about. So send me an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget to go to the website, get signed up for the Market Carver. There's other newspaper articles that are there, previous radio shows, things of all sorts of different topics that we've covered from different emails, different questions that have come in. But you can go through and you can look at them and search for certain things that you need to find. Hey, you're listening to Consider This again. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Ken and I will take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. A Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are happy to have you along. Hope you've had an outstanding weekend enjoying this crazy weather in good old Indiana. From 80 to 30 is kind of an interesting, you know, interesting thing. But
it's been beautiful. Today's beautiful. And
I love it. I really, really do.
I don't mind the cool weather, Joe. I really don't.
I can do without the white stuff. But you can do the other. It's hard to find a golf ball in the white stuff. But anyhow, I brought up the weather. Typically, when somebody brings up the weather, it's because they have nothing else to talk about. I got to ask a tough question, so we got to deal with a tough topic that I really, really don't like. And so I'm trying to belay the, getting there. But I had somebody call and say, hey, you know, we've been married for 37 years, and you're always scared of the next sentence. Somebody's sick, something's happened. In this case, it's a divorce. And they're not one of the families that we take care of, but I will probably end up having to take care of her before all of this is over with. And there, it's, you know, the question was asked, what do I need to consider? Right. So they knew how to bait me, right? The name of the show, if you're not familiar with it, is Consider This. And so she knew how to get my attention. You know, what are the things that I should consider? And so I went through and started to do a little bit of work on it. And I'm going to ask you right from the beginning, Ken's in the mortgage industry. So once somebody has their mortgage and it's already done and then they go through a divorce, that's really out of your bailiwick, isn't it?
Well, not correct. If people get divorced, if both the husband and the wife are on the mortgage, mm-hmm. usually the court dictates who gets the house.
Right.
And the other person has about 6 months to refinance the other person off the mortgage. So in a divorce situation, we have to refinance the house out of husband's name into the wife's name. And hopefully there's enough income from the wife's
to be able to qualify.
So it's a sticky situation, and we can't start it halfway through. We have to have the final divorce decree, assets separated, and so forth. So
we've seen it a couple times where people have come in and they're still on the mortgage 5 years later because nobody could get it refinanced.
Correct.
And it wasn't like, I mean, you may get a divorce, but that didn't mean the bank's going to let anybody off the hook that they don't have to let off the hook.
Correct.
And that's where it gets to be really entertaining or challenging. Whatever.
Well, yeah, it's very challenging just because the person who is getting divorced, they're still liable if they're still on the mortgage.
Absolutely.
So they can't have...
may not be able to go get another mortgage on their own.
Correct, because they still have that liability on their sides. Yep. And if somebody can get really, really dirty, they can start missing a few payments, and it goes on that other person's credit report where it really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Then that gets really tricky.
Yeah. Ugly.
Yes.
All right. So let's work through. There is a base of things. When people tell me, say, Joe, I'm getting ready to retire, or I'm thinking about taking a pension buyout where you get a lump sum. We've got a guy doing that right now that we're going through. There's about 13 things that we automatically think of when somebody says, should I take that lump sum or not? And so I've never done this before. So what I kind of went through is said, okay, if I knew somebody was going to go through a divorce, you know, what are the things that we need to talk about? Obviously, retirement is one of the first ones. Right. So when we call it your life after work, by the way, but what we're talking about is retirement asset. So Ken, you could have a defined benefit plan. The defined benefit plan is a pension, right? So in the NFL, I think you guys have a pension system.
Correct.
If you played enough years, where they're going to send you a check for the rest of your life once you reach a certain age.
Correct.
Okay. That's called a defined benefit. The 401k that you've got now, where you put money in, is called a defined contribution. And that's where you put money in on a monthly basis, and the employer typically matches some money mm-hmm. with it. If you're self-employed, like by definition I am, I get to put it in on both sides. I get to put it in as the quote-unquote employee, and I get to put it in as the employer. In fact, I have to put it in for me. It's kind of interesting. If somebody has a 401k, or if you're in the not-for-profit world, a 403b, that's money that can be rolled to an individual retirement account in your name. So, you know, God forbid, Barb and I got a divorce. And if the judge wanted to, the judge could issue what's called a quadro. It stands for Qualified Domestics Relation Order. And that is lets me take money out of my 401k and fund her IRA without having to pay the tax penalty. It's the only time a spouse living can ever put money in the other spouse's retirement plan. Okay. So I got asked a few years ago when under the Obama administration, one of the things that they were saying was when your 401k got to a certain level, you would no longer be allowed to participate. You couldn't put any money in it. And one of my students at Purdue said, "Professor, what are you going to do?" And I said, "It's real simple. I'm going to fly Barb to Vegas. We're going to get divorced. I'm going to have the judge tell me to take my money out of my 401k and put it in hers. We're going to get married and come back on the same plane." And they looked at me and go, "You are nuts." And I go, "No, I'm just dedicated."
Would it work? Would that work?
Absolutely would have worked. There's no way for them to be able to enforce it. But the important part is you can never transfer financial assets from one name to another name without a judge saying that you can do it. And then it's, like I said, it's called a quadro. So sometimes you have a quadro for the pension if you had a defined benefit plan, right? And you've got to listen to this part very, very carefully, because we go through this, you know, we don't have a lot of divorce people in our firm, in the families that we take care of. But we see this happen every now and then. So, you know, let's say I don't have a defined benefit plan. You do, Ken. So you and your wife go through a divorce. She has got to be diligent enough to file a quadro with the NFL in order to get her part of your pension when that age is attained. And so many times people assume that, well, it's Ken's pension. Mm-hmm. Ken's obligated to do
right.
it. No, not so. No, it's her attorney's job that has to be able to do to get that filled out. So one of those questions you have to ask, is it a defined benefit or is it a defined contribution? And is the judge willing to let you do a quadro? Remember, not all assets are the same, right? So if your spouse's income is going to be significantly lower than yours, then the best assets to transfer to her are ones that are tax deferred, right? Because that way she's going to pay the taxes on at her rate, not on yours. Now, this is another very, very important thing to remember. If the judge issues a quadro, Ken's under 59 and a half by a long shot. So if the judge issues a quadro that says, you know, you've got to take $200,000 out of your 401k and give it to your wife, many times the attorneys will say, well, just send it to her IRA. Perfectly legal. If the judge signs off on it, perfectly legal. No 10% penalty, no taxation, because it went from an IRA to an IRA. All we did was swap names. The challenge here, however, what people miss is your wife is under 59 and a half. And now that she's divorced, she may need access to some of that income. And if she's already put it into an IRA, there's no backsies. There's no do-overs, right? So that money needs, the amount of money that she needs today needed to actually go outside of the IRA in her checking account. Again, because of the judge's orders, there's no 10% penalty, but there is full taxation on the money. So when you're dividing up assets, you know, especially a 37-year marriage, I mean, there's a lot of assets that are there in a lot of different ways. You really want to think this one through and make sure that you've got it the most efficient way you possibly can. We'll take a break and be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
Happy to have you along. Hey, if you're listening to us on the radio, outstanding. We certainly appreciate it. Believe it or not, there are some people who want to watch this being videoed. So Ken and I are on the camera right now. Things being recorded. If you want to watch or find out when we do that, we'll have this streaming eventually so you can watch it while we're in action. I've got a whiteboard behind me, so I'm going to draw. Obviously, if you're listening on the radio, you won't be able to see it. but if you want to go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, I am sure that somewhere or another it's going to be put up there. So, Ken, when I say the S&P 500 to you, what does that mean?
Is that the biggest 500 companies in America?
Not the biggest, but they are 500 very large companies. Okay,
publicly traded.
United States based. So
okay.
One of the quizzes that you may get in life is what is an ADR? Toyota is a Japanese company. Toyota is certainly very, very large. Toyota is not in the S&P 500 because it's not American based. ADR stands for American Depository Receipt. Hmm. Some of the pharmaceutical companies are the same way when they did the tax inversion and went to Ireland or other places like that. They're no longer U.S. based, so they can't be in the indices. Now, the funniest thing about the S&P 500 to me, the funniest thing about it is that it is the most tracked index on the planet. So
why is that?
It's the United States market's the largest market, and it's just become the proxy of what it is that people want to watch. A guy back in the 70s named John Bogle built a small little company called Vanguard. And he was the one that came up with the idea of turning this into an investment vehicle. Now, if you've listened to me for many, this is year 20, I think, for the radio show. If you've listened to me very long, or many of the other people that are out there that are honest, this was never designed to be invested in, ever. And yet, that's where the extreme majority of money is tracked. So what is the S&P 500? Well, back in after the Great Depression, Standard & Poor's was commissioned to try to help create a proxy, if you will, for the United States economy. And the theory behind that is that in our economy, there is a peak and then you get a contraction. So if you're thinking about a clock here, let's call high noon, 12 o'clock. That's the peak. 3 would be the contraction. 6 would be the recession. And 9 would be the expansion. And the theory is as you traveled this clock, that it was a natural economic cycle that we would go through. And the theory was there are some companies, some types of companies, rather, some sectors, if you will, that would do better between the expansion and the peak, let's say industrials, for instance, where there are other companies that would do better in theory, sectors, in theory that would do better between the contraction and the recession. So think consumer staples. You have to have toilet paper regardless of how bad stuff gets. So the idea is that they went through and they created an indice, if you will, of 500 different companies that best represented the United States economy. Okay. So you've got consumer staples, utilities, materials. One of the new ones that was just added in was essentially internet communications, so to speak, if you will. The social media, some of the big ones like of that nature. But you got financials now. Financials weren't always included, by the way. But you've got all of these sectors of the economy, and they're all inside of this thing. Now, when it was put together, they didn't care about the size of the company. What they were trying to do was to look at the individual sectors to give the economist, Ken, a better idea of where we were on the clock, right? So It's, if you will, it's a lagging indicator. The economist could go, hey, we think we're in a peak, and they could look at see what the market had been, or see what the companies have been doing, not from a stock price, but from what the actual earnings and revenues were of those companies, and go, ah, yes, it's confirming. The companies are confirming that this is really where we are in the economy. Bogle then decides, oh, this would be a wonderful thing to invest in. And just a brilliant, brilliant idea. He's a billionaire. I'm not. but when he put it together, I will argue and have always argued that things were different when he did it than with where we are today. When you look at the S&P 500, and we've talked about this on the show before, it is market cap weighted. Market cap stands for capitalization. So what's that mean? Well, you take one share of a company stock, the current price, times the number of outstanding shares. But you've got a dramatic difference in the number of shares that are outstanding. Microsoft, when I looked at it the other day, is about 7.8 billion shares of stock. Harley-Davidson was down to 230 or 40 million shares of stock. Huge, huge difference. So it's not the price. It's the price times what we call the float, or the number of shares of stock that are outstanding. Okay? And the more market cap moves, the bigger the pieces of pie become. So technology is now the largest part of the S&P 500 because it's done the best over a period of time. It's the one that's outperformed. When we went back to January 1st of 2000, if your parents had money in the S&P 500, which they probably did if they had a 401k, I would tell people 40% of your money is in the technology sector with negative net earnings. And people look at me and go, you're crazy. Because they hear the word S&P 500, they assume it's divided equally among the 500 companies, and not by a long shot is that the case. Okay? So it's market cap driven. Now, there is an indice out there that is actually equal weighted. So we look at the S&P 500 equal weight just to see how it's doing relative to the big brother. And when we looked at the end of the third quarter, so the end of September, for the S&P 500, a full 25% of the gain was Amazon. All right, a full 25% was Amazon. 2.5% of the index went up because of Amazon's performance. 1.5% because of Apple. You got into the top 10 companies that produced the majority of earnings, and it was staggering how much the market had really moved. I referred to it as the 10 versus the 490. You know, because there were 10 companies that really drove that whole move, which is why when we had some of this recent market volatility, those were also the ones that got hit the hardest.
So let me ask you this, Joe. Are those, say, top 10 all kind of the same quadrant?
Same sector?
Same sector.
Almost all of them were inside of the technology or information area. You could argue that a couple of them may have been consumer discretionary. But for the most part, they were all there. And that's the craziness. So when we look at this equal weighted, it wasn't doing near as well as the capital weighted, because the lion's share of the performance were those bigger companies that were out there. But when you look at your 401k, folks, this stuff becomes critical, making sure that you understand what's happening, where your money's going. And I'm not telling you have to sell the S&P 500 and get out of it. But one of the reasons we like exchange-traded funds is I don't want to own all of the pie, all of the pieces of the pie all the time in different economic cycles. I want to own energy. In other periods of the economic cycle, I don't want to own energy. And with the world of exchange-traded funds, you can kind of pick and choose which part of the pie you really want to own when. and really do some interesting things in your IRAs and places like that where it's where there's not a tax treatment. But shockingly enough, I would never have guessed this, but between 1963 and the end of 2017, there had been 1,259 changes inside of the S&P 500. I never would have thought it was that high. Averages about 23 changes a year, most of the time by mergers or acquisitions. All the companies have to be at least $5.3 billion of market cap or above. But things change. It's an amazing world we have out there. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Ken Dilger. You got a question or comment? Shoot us in.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are happy to have you along. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to the things that we have to say and to send us questions. We get a lot of them that come from Investopedia. Somehow or another, I wound up in their top 100 advisors for 2018. And so they send me questions. I'm supposed to type out answers. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I do try to bring them to you here on the radio show. So go ahead, Ken. You're in charge.
All right. Question number one, Joe. Is it a good idea to have a brokerage manage my investments? And if so, how do I find a firm to do it for me?
Okay, so it's a great question. Obviously, I'm biased. We get paid to manage money. So my answer would always be yes. I don't do anything else. I think it's always been interesting. You know, nobody would expect me to be able to go work on my car. Nobody would expect me to figure out how to do, medical stuff or a lot of the things that I do. You know, I always tell people I can fix anything with a phone book, right? As long as somebody else calls on the other end. But there's something about money where people think you're supposed to be able to do it on your own. And it's a very confusing and complex place. So my answer is yes. Now, what happens, though, is where you get into the type. So there's two different types of people who manage money. There's people who sell stuff. That goes under what's called suitability, where they're kind of the ones that are providing you opportunities, but at the end of the day, Ken, it falls on you to make the decision. Myself, the Financial Enhancement Group, about 8% of the companies nationwide, about 6% in Indiana, fall under what's called legal fiduciaries, where we don't sell anything. I don't pick up the phone and call you and say, what do you think about Amazon or Starbucks? If I buy it in my account, I buy it in yours. If I'm selling it in mine, I'm selling it in yours. So we're kind of on the same thing together, but it's not, I don't get paid based on what we own or the amount of transactions or any of that other stuff. We get paid flat out to manage money. So I think the answer is yes, you should. I would also always tell you to seek out a fiduciary as opposed to somebody who merely sells stuff. Okay. Question number two.
All right. I recently retired at the age of 77.
Wow.
Is there a time limit on rolling over my 401k from my former employer?
No, there's no, as long as you have enough money that's in it. Some plans will tell you at a certain dollar figure that if you retire or separate from services, they would say, and you don't have enough money in it, that they can force you to roll it out. Assuming you have enough money in there, you do not have to roll that money out of there if you don't want to. In my mind, if you've got a fiduciary, many times it makes sense to roll it out to an IRA because the IRA, the fiduciary has more opportunities to be able to manage it. But in a 401k plan, typically you're going to find lower charges, lower expenses that are inside of it. So you really want to weigh out the options that you have. But no, you do not have a time clock, assuming you've got a lot of money in it.
Gotcha. All right. Question number three, what is the best IRA for someone who is 35 years old?
So it's not a function of age. It is a function of income and a function of your future. So if you would have asked me at 25 years old, playing in the NFL, if you should have had a Roth IRA, I would have told you, well, one, you didn't qualify because your income was too high, right? And two, there's a good chance that your tax rate back then is going to be more than what it was going to be in the future because of the income source. So, you know, the question number one is, what do you qualify for? How much money do you have to be able to put in? And is your income too high, or are you eligible to put money into the Roth IRA as an option and a choice? And then secondly, you ask yourself, do you think your future tax rate is going to be higher than your current tax rate, right? So I believe in tax diversification. It's one of the things that we teach and preach around here. So I have some money that is after tax that we would call, we refer to it as after tax bucket of money, if you will. money that's tax deferred, the money that goes in my 401k that the employer part of me puts in has to be tax deferred. And then the Roth 401k is money that I'm able to put in. Remember, there's no income restriction in a Roth 401k. There is in a Roth IRA. So I would look at them at 35 years old and say, hey, what's your future look like? You know, what's your income today? Most likely it would be a Roth IRA.
Gotcha. Next question. Which type of interest is better for my situation, simple or compounding?
Yeah, go ahead.
And the question is, I am getting a home equity line of credit for $20,000 to pay off credit cards. And I think in my experience, it'd be simple interest because on a HELOC, which we do a lot at Milestone, when you pay down your monthly payment, your next interest payment goes off the residual principal amount and not the start amount that you started with. Mm-hmm. So your monthly payment should go down as soon as you pay down the principal and interest every month and not the same payment as compounding interest, correct?
Almost every loan that you can think about is compounding. Okay? It's either compounding or reverse compounding, right? So what you said is exactly right, Ken. It's just terminology, right? So I used to give the kids at Purdue a question or a quiz. I told them that they had a 4% CD that compounded quarterly. And then I would ask them how much money you had at the end of the year. So you have $100, right, is your investment. It's 4% and it compounds quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And so do they have $4 of interest? Do they have $16 of interest? Then I made up one in the middle somewhere around 8. And I believe the answer was $4.60 because it compounds.
Correct.
Right. So when people see an interest rate illustrated, remember it is always annualized. Okay. It's always annualized. So if somebody says 4% and it compounds quarterly, that's just when they're adding the interest.
Correct.
Right. When you're doing the mortgages, it's reverse. They're taking that off, which is why each payment you make, you're paying a little bit more toward principal than you were before. When you look at it, you know, because the interest part's gone away. Now, when you look at something that's amortized, like a 30-year mortgage,
correct,
or a car loan, it doesn't work that way. Right? But it's already factored in your truth and lending statement when you show them, you know, you tell them it's a 4% interest, and then they look at it and they go, wait a minute, this doesn't say 4, this says 4.4 or 5. Well, you know, one of those things.
Right. You can affect the APR. It's more of a closed-end loan instead of an open-end loan,
right,
which the HELOC is.
Very good.
So.
And that is precisely the point. Next question.
All right. My company offers a 401k and a Roth 401k, and I currently contribute to both. Should I put all of my contribution money towards the Roth 401k?
So here's the challenge with that. It's you're asking me to help you make a silo decision. You're giving me one statement and asking us to give you an answer. And really, when you look at money, when you look at your world of finance, remember the five critical elements: your life after work, the annual tax planning, the investment playbook, life happens, the good and bad and ugly of life, and the estate plan. Right? I can't give you that answer without knowing other circumstances. You know, what I will tell everybody is a Roth is always better for your beneficiary because you've already paid the taxes. A Roth is not always in your best interest. So again, if this is your last year of working and you're at a really high income bracket and you're going to retire and you're not going to make as much money or your tax bracket's going to go down, no, you probably want to do the tax deferred. But given the opportunity to be able to have that tax diversification, some money that's in the Roth, some money that's tax deferred, some money that's already been taxed, that's the stretch that I would tell people to try to get on, to make sure you have that tax diversification. We don't know what the IRS is going to do with the tax rates in the future, right? So we want to give ourselves plenty of opportunities and options to be able to shift based on where the tax world is at that point in time. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. You got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. And when you go, don't forget to get signed up for the Market Carver. You can also listen to other radio shows from the past, as well as our newspaper column. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Ken Dilger.
And we are happy to have you along. All right, Ken, we're going through some questions here that came in through Investopedia. A couple that got emailed in. If you've got a question or comment, something that you want us to address, email us, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Go ahead, Mr. Dilger.
So here's the topic. What should I do with my extra money now that I'm done paying off my student loans? I am 25 years old. I am on track to pay off my student loans in the next few months.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Or her, whichever.
Correct. I have $9,000 in a high-yield savings account, 1.85%.
Okay.
What should I do with that money?
Okay. Great question. So here's one of the rules. And again, I'm going to assume at 25 that your income's not so high that you're not eligible for a Roth IRA. One of the things that you need to remember where a Roth is entirely different than a traditional IRA, if I put money in a Roth IRA and if I'm under 50, you can put in $5,500 a year. If you're over 50, you can put in $6,500 a year. It's called the catch-up provision. But you can always get Roth contribution money back. Right? Now, that doesn't deal with market volatility. But if I put $5,500 in a Roth IRA and something happens 6 months down the road and I need to get it out, there's no penalty for that from the IRS. I can reach in and I can get the $5,500. Now, I can't get the growth on the money, hoping that there was some, but I can get the $5,500 back. So anytime I see a young person like that doesn't have a put and take account. Put and take's when you put money in and you take it right back out. It's kind of like what we do for people for vacation funds and things like that, where it's a constant inflow outflow kind of deal. Doesn't work for that. But when somebody tells me that they've got emergency fund money and I look and the money's been sitting there for 5 years, right? That money definitely belongs inside of a Roth IRA, because you can get it back if you need it, quote unquote, an emergency. But more importantly, that's tax-free money. And every now and then somebody will look at me and go, yeah, but I don't want to take a risk. I don't want to take a risk on it. Well, remember, you can make a Roth IRA be a CD if you want to, right? And the bottom line is when the clock strikes midnight, December 31st, you have no ability to go put that other $5,500 back inside of a Roth IRA. You know, Barb and I have been able to build a reasonably nice-sized Roth IRAs because of a policy called the back door that we were able to use starting back in 2007. We were able to do a backdoor Roth where money actually goes into an IRA first, and then we convert it to a Roth. So I can't go in and get that money out if I need it because I'm not 59 and a half. Whereas a Roth contribution, if you're eligible, if I'm 25 years old and I got $9,000 sitting in an account and my student debt's paid off, again, kudos to you for that. But if that's the case, you can darn well bet that that money is going inside of a Roth IRA. And if you're married, you can put it in for your spouse too. Again, assuming your income's not too high.
Gotcha. All right. I am 64 years old and just retired. I have a 403B for my education career.
All right. So that means it works for a not-for-profit.
Correct.
403B is very, very similar to a 401K, except they're usually attached to insurance companies, which always annoys me.
All right. And the question is, my advisor is suggesting that I convert the 403B to a traditional IRA.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly legal, no taxes. Easily done, but he's doing it because he wants a commission more likely than not. So he's probably trying to roll it from a 403B, which is an annuity provider almost always from an insurance company. And he's going to try to roll it into an annuity where he gets paid again. Right. So your risk, is that the end of the question?
Yes.
Okay. So your risk of doing that is typically the fees and expenses inside of a 401K are going to be lower than what you're going to find in an IRA. In a 403B, that is not always the case. There can be many times expenses that are in there, especially when it's attached to an insurance company, that may justify you being able to get it out. Now, Ken, the difference between a 403B and an IRA is your spouse has to be your beneficiary on a Department of Labor plan, 401K, 403B, and your spouse literally has to sign off. If I moved money from my 401K into an IRA, Barb would have to sign to say that that's okay. And that's because once it's in an IRA, I could make you my beneficiary if I wanted to. Now, don't count on that happening. But, you know, in an IRA, you have those choices and those options. It's a little bit different. But just make sure that your interest and his interest are aligned. You know, one of the books that I'm reading is called Skin in the Game. And it's by Nassan Taleb. And he is just a math wizard. He wrote a book called The Black Swan a few years ago, and I enjoy the way that he thinks and he writes. But one of the things that he says is, you know, try not to get advice from anybody who doesn't have skin in the game, right? So, you know, when I started the Financial Enhancement Group back in 1997, we didn't have a lot of assets. You know, I put it all into the company and being able to build it. And, you know, the nice part is 21 years later, I'm not allowed to, by my own doing, not the SEC, which I think is crazy. I think everybody ought to have to be this way. I don't own anything that my families don't own, and I don't, you know, there's no investments. I have my house. I have the office building that we're standing in, you know, that is obviously attached to the company, and everything else I have is right alongside with the people that we manage money for. And I just think that's the fair way to do it and the honest way to do it, and it's, you know, there's skin in the game.
All right. Why does a bond lose value due to government interest rate increases and advancing market conditions?
I really wish you guys could see the board because that would help you. But if you thought about it, and it's a great question and it's very, very confusing to people, but if you think about it, bonds function on a teeter-totter. People will tell you that bonds pay interest. Ken, bonds do not pay interest. Right? They're taxed like interest, which is why people say that. But bonds pay coupons. It's a fixed amount of money. So let's say we've got a bond that pays $1,000. So you're going to get two payments of $500 a year. And it's a 10-year bond. Okay? So you know what your income is for the next 10 years. And all of a sudden, the Federal Reserve starts to raise interest rates. Well, if they raise rates, right, then the value of this bond on paper goes down because it's still only paying $1,000 and a new bond may have to pay $1,100. That's why they go down. So if you just hold your arms out, if you want to know what's going to happen to your bond portfolio, they teach people this at Goldman Sachs. So seriously, this is how you get this in your head because it's very, very confusing. If interest rates go up, the value of existing bonds go down. If interest rates go down, the value of existing bonds go up, which has created a huge problem for people because bonds have just been getting waylaid with the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates again here recently. And so bond portfolios, the yield appears to have gone up, but what it meant, your existing bonds have gone down. The problem is a boatload of money is sitting in these nasty little things called bond mutual funds, right? And if it's in an IRA, no big deal. But if it's not in an IRA, the manager's in here selling these bonds because people want their money out, and they're recognizing capital gains, you could very easily see on paper your portfolio go down and all of a sudden get a 1099 at the end of the year where you've got to pay tax. That's just nasty, nasty, nasty. That's why you always want to know where your money is and how it's held and invested. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@YourLifeAfterWork.com. Don't forget to get signed up for the Market Carver while you're there. And just again, YourLifeAfterWork.com. Consider This. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.